ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to.
Yeah.
Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones here with Ray Porter Jr. My man Aubrey Bruce is in the house. Vince Butts.
And what if he came in now? See,
yeah, that'd be funny if he showed up. Right? Vince Butts is taking the night off, and then the day off, the Saturday morning, and then I am here, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. We know you're listening. We talked about the NFL because training camps in a week, maybe less than a week, and then we started with the NFC North because that's Ray's favorite division. But anyway.
I mean, I can't argue that.
Before we leave the North, though, Aubrey and you and Aubrey made a good point. With the Cincinnati Bengals, you got Marvin Lewis who's still there, so he must be doing something right. And all three of us is unanimous. We agree that he should be there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He deserves to be a head coach in the NFL without question. But the Bengals just can't seem to get over that hump. It's always that one game, though, because they get to the playoffs and it's like, what happened? What's going on? I wanted to point out the Baltimore Ravens once again. I like the Ravens because of the fact that the last pick in the first round of the NFL draft this past year is one of the best quarterbacks that I've seen in a long time, and that's Lamar Jackson.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people won't agree, but a lot of people will know because if you watch college football, he's one of the only quarterbacks to go, over 2,000 yards passing and 1,000 yards rushing.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So I think that he brings a flavor to Baltimore that mm-hmm. they can respect, and I think that he has Joe Flacco, even though Joe Flacco might not admit it and nobody's going to say it out loud, looking over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Because then you also have RG3 who's hungry and trying to make a comeback.
Right.
And some people will say, well, Trevin, you don't know what you're talking about. And I disagree because it's like this. When you got RG3 who said last year on numerous shows on television, I'm looking for the right time and the right opportunity.
Right.
And he said, I'm not coming to any program or franchise if it's not the right time and the right opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So up stepped the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that's very good. I'm glad that they gave him that shot because mm-hmm. it's just a shame that after his rookie season, he tore those ligaments in his knee because he was a pretty exciting dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what he did for Washington, too. So it's really a shame that happened. But it's also good to know that you can always have another chance. And he didn't even leave the DMV.
Right.
He just went from one spot to another. So
up the road.
But he was mismanaged mm-hmm. at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you have some of these coaches, I've been doing this game 41 years. I'm blessed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen so many egos
that
were bigger than the players and bigger than the team. And you could never, as a coach, be bigger than the players.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Knoll was famous for sitting back saying nothing. And so if something bad happened, he didn't run up in a player's face and point his finger at him. He just had this look in his eyes that you knew behind closed doors that mm-hmm. player was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gruden was basically, look at me, I'm in charge. RG3 was mismanaged, especially after his injury.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about him, they have to realize, you got a man he's an excellent quarterback, good thrower, good runner. If you put a playbook in that's going to be friendly toward him, I don't care what system you put him in, he's going to probably excel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you look at the defense, Terrell Suggs is still around, man. I mean,
I know. He is. Future Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah, I believe that. But I like C.J. Mosley, too, at the middle linebacker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you still have Eric Weddle back in the secondary. So, I mean, the coverage not bare when you go to Baltimore and you talk about the Ravens defense. And the Baltimore Ravens, to me, were the old Cleveland Browns anyway.
And they always will be, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not even a knock on him. It's not anything disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the way the organization is being run. And see, Ozzie Newsome in his last year's
final year, huh?
Manager.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good draft. And then he's given – this is what I like about Baltimore. And people aren't paying attention. Baltimore has given HBCU college athletes an opportunity
mm-hmm.
with that program. So I commend Ozzie Newsome. And this year, the reason I bring it up is because there's a running back who's now the fourth man on the depth chart, and maybe fifth man. Is DeLance Turner out of Alcorn State.
Yeah, okay? I see him right here.
That brother is bad, okay? And a lot of people don't watch black college football. They're like, what is Alcorn State? Well, if you don't know, Steve McNair, the infamous and famous Steve McNair, who took the Titans to the Super Bowl and only lost by, 1 yard?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for a one-yard play,
right.
I mean, the stretch of the arm, he would have been a Super Bowl champion.
That's for sure.
And he's now at the head of, heading the list of inductees looking to go into the College Football Hall of Fame. So, I mean, Steve McNair, he came from, Alcorn State. So that's where DeLance Turner is from. So DeLance is given the opportunity, watch during training camp, which is coming up next week, and then, you know, preseason football, don't be surprised if you see number 47 in purple and gold and say, who's that guy? And that's DeLance Turner. That's what I'm talking about as an HBCU athlete. But I wanted to commend Baltimore because they're one of the franchises that give HBCU athletes an opportunity and a shot. Now, moving from there, the AFC North, that's real quick. Let's move over to the AFC East. And when we look at the East, you got Buffalo, Miami, New England, New York. New England, do they still just dominate again?
Yeah. I mean,
you were quick with that one, man.
It's just, I mean, because it's easy. Everybody thinks, and that's what gets me, everybody always wants to see a team get dethroned. They'll say a team should get dethroned, but then they don't have no facts. They'll talk about Tom Brady saying that this should be, he should be wearing down and he wants to play till whatever. No, but he's still getting it done. And then they'll talk about his issues with Belichick and Gronk's issues and all that, but it's like, who cares? It's not about what happens off the field. This team's still averaging 13 to 14 wins a year and making Super Bowl, and they pretty much have owned the AFC Championship game. Teams got to beat them. And at this point, Buffalo and Miami, who always pulls off an upset once or twice, and the Jets, they have to find a way to really just clamp down on this team. Because if not, you might as well just give them the division this year, too.
Give it to them. What do you think, Aubrey?
Well, I think, and you guys are going to get mad at me for this, but if any other coach, if it was Mike Tomlin, if it was any of the black coaches, Tony Dungy, who basically was cheating and got caught, they would no longer be in the league, period. I will never, ever, as long as God gives breath in my body, give any credence to Bill Belichick. He was a cheater, not once, but twice. They cut off other teams' communications in the stadium. They did, they deflated footballs. They did everything devious to win. Okay, so there should be a huge asterisk beside anything that they want, except for the two Super Bowls they played without cheating, and they lost both of those. You know what I mean?
The Giants,
but if you look at the games that they won, except for the last Super Bowl that they won against Atlanta, okay, there was some semblance of cheating. So for me, I'll never give them credit because, I mean, that's like me giving credit to a guy who burns my house down. He brings a hose to put the fire out. I'm never going to give the arsonist burning my house down. I'm not going to give him credit. Right. Belichick is devious. He always has been. I almost got a Pulitzer from one article I wrote called Cheaters Almost Always Win. And I broke down in terms of what he is. You young fellas, you're so gregarious, right? And I love you for it. I'm trying to be like you guys because I want to be assimilated into the media mainstream. But it's just so hard for me to basically give Bill Belichick any credit when he had three cheating scandals. Three, not one, not two, but three.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm not mad at you either.
But you do have people out there that are listening right now calling him a New England Patriot hater. You know
that. Absolutely. Yeah, they ain't my cup of tea either, man.
I just hate cheaters.
Yeah. There you go. I ain't mad at you. But let me point this out to you, gentlemen, and we won't stay on the AFC East too long because we're going to talk other sports. We don't want to have it dominated by football. But, I mean, if that's the topic, that's the topic because we got training camp in a week. What you going to do? New York Jets. and everybody knows that and you laugh, and it's okay.
The black hole.
It's all right, you
can laugh. It's definitely a comedy show for sure.
Yeah, well, yep. But see, I'm hoping that in that New York Jets backfield that the comedy stops because you got Isaiah Crowell, who was with the Cleveland Browns, who's now with the Jets. He's an Alabama State product, HBCU football player.
Right.
All right. Yeah. They went out. The Jets did this year. Went out, and I think in the fourth round, they picked up another famous running back, an up-and-coming running back, in Trenton Cannon, who's out of Virginia State. Now, he was one of the top two running backs in all of black college football last year. And even though he went to small Virginia State, given the opportunity, he got Isaiah Crowell in front of him, and then he has Elijah McGuire in front of him. Now, Elijah was with the Patriots last year, as we know. But Trenton Cannon could be somebody, just like I told you about DeLance Turner in Baltimore, Trenton Cannon could be somebody to keep your eye on in New York with the Jets, another HBCU product that's out of the backfield. Now, I also like the fact that Teddy Bridgewater's there.
Yeah, right? I do like that as well.
Yeah, I'm loving that. Even though Sam Darnold is there too, I was never a Sam Darnold fan because he went to USC. I like USC, but Darnold threw too many interceptions. And it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not buying that. And Josh McCown.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not a Josh McCown fan. But again, just like Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not a Ben fan. I got to give him credit because he's a quarterback in the NFL.
16 years.
Yeah, and it's been there for a minute. So, hey, I got to credit where credit's due. All right, so what we'll do real quick is let's move to the AFC West and AFC South. And you guys tell me what teams you think will be able to make some things happen.
See, the AFC West, KC obviously still has the upper hand only because of at least as of right now, okay. I'll say. I mean, because the Chargers, what did they finish, 8-8 last year? Mm-hmm. I mean, Phillip Rivers.
Well, it wasn't because of Phillip Rivers.
Right, in spite of Phillip Rivers, right. Right.
He was okay. Mm-hmm. But, again, KC has, again, that culture of winning in KC.
They do. They really do. And they're starting a new quarterback this year, Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Washington decided to overpay Alex Smith. They could have paid me that money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or paid my son or something like that.
Exactly.
So Kareem Hunt still doing his thing, coming off this. That was his second year, right? Yeah, coming off a rookie season. And then you have the little scat back, number 10, Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, their offense looks good. Their defense, one of the best secondaries in the league, Eric Berry. And, oh, man, so they have a lot of good players on that team, good talent. They kind of like how Cincinnati is on a larger scale. They just can't get out of their own way in the postseason. I mean, when's the last time KC won a playoff game?
You know, again, it goes back to culture. Andy Reid's a great coach.
He is.
Right? But the thing about it is that sometimes you become too cerebral for yourself. You outthink yourself in game management. And Reid does that a lot. A couple plays he did in the playoffs, he outthought himself.
Yeah.
You don't do an onside kick when it's still 12 minutes to go, right, and you're losing by 3 points.
Right.
You don't need an onside kick at that point. So sometimes you can outthink yourself, you know, being Einstein and end up being a little less than that.
A little bit less than Einstein, yeah.
Good point.
Absolutely. Good point. Yeah, for sure. And something else I was going to say, they also grabbed a former Steeler in Robert Golden. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird not seeing him because he'd been with the Steelers for a long time. Yeah, so I still see them winning. I mean, a lot of people like Oakland, and I kind of do, but it gets me when they get hyped up over the rival of a coach.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he's not playing.
Right, he's not getting out there playing. It reminds me in 96 when Jimmy Johnson joined the Dolphins. Exactly. People were like, they're going to win a Super Bowl. I said, why? Because Jimmy Johnson. I said, is he playing?
I'm not a Tucky fan.
Neither
am I.
Nah.
I liked him better in the booth, man.
Well, I mean, I'm still sour taste in my mouth. Tony Dungy, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
That was Tony Dungy's championship team.
Sure was.
John came in, and he coached the team the next year, but I think the bid was already made in reference to that. So, and Tony Dungy did get his Super Bowl championship, by the way.
He did.
But
he did,
I'm just saying he could have had it earlier than he got it with Indianapolis, with Tampa Bay, because the year after he left Tampa Bay, that whole squad was still there and
absolutely
ready to go.
Yes, sir.
For that Super Bowl run. And they had a good year the year he left.
And who was the secondary coach for Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that was –
I know. Who was – wasn't a Pittsburgh Steelers guy involved in the secondary somewhere?
You're right. Yeah,
a guy named Mike Tom.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Yeah, you know what's crazy about that? That whole staff was a young staff.
Because
you remember, if I have the name correct, Coach Morris, who actually ended up taking over the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. Yeah.
He was Raheem part Morris, of that right. staff mm-hmm. under Tony Dungy too, and he was a young black professional coach mm-hmm. who was up and coming, just like Mike Tomlin. And here he got to the head coaching position with Tampa Bay a couple years after John Gruden left. Mm-hmm. As a matter of
sure
fact,
sure did.
I mean, he only had it for maybe a couple years, mm-hmm. but it just shows you the talent that Coach Dungy had that he was mentoring with his staff and
absolutely.
With that franchise. Okay, so then we talked about the West. I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm not a John Gruden fan. but I think Derek Carr can make something happen.
I do like Derek Carr.
I do like Derek Carr. They also another HBCU product. I'm on an HBCU watch. Football season's coming, can't you tell? Oh, Brandon Parker, the big left tackle out of North Carolina A&T, mm-hmm. he was picked up by the Oakland Raiders. Okay, now he's third on the depth chart at left tackle, but Mr. Big Stuff, then that's what he goes by on Twitter. Brandon Parker, number 78.
6'7", wow.
Mr. Big
number
Stuff.
75. Yeah, he's a beast. Now, I bring him up because he blocked. He blocked for Mr. Tariq Cohen, who was the outstanding running back for the Chicago Bears as a rookie last year.
Okay.
He came from North Carolina A&T. Mm-hmm. So now his partner is in the league, the big tackle that used to block for him, is in there now, too. So Brandon Parker out at of North Carolina A&T with the Oakland Raiders on offensive line. When we come back, we'll talk NFC. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Ray Porter Jr., and Aubrey Bruce. Right. right after this.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.